So once you eliminate creatures who are made in the image of a holy and righteous God who stagger willfully and terribly under the weight of original sin, evil must be consigned to such mysterious outside forces, to this kind of a psychological disorder or the realm of the incomprehensible. Like, well, you know, I don't know what evil is, but if we take enough of the social ills away, then kind of what's left, we'll deal with it then. But right now it's, you know, we need more medication, more, you know, more services, more, you know, government intrusion or help or however you want to
term it. Or lack thereof.
Yeah, or lack thereof. That'd be nice. But from a biblical perspective, these various strains of moral confusion are nothing more than the inevitable, sinful human tendencies to suppress the reality of God that deludes the creature into thinking that he will be freed from moral constraints to experience human flourishing. So it's not that, again, like, it's not that there's a problem of evil because we have an understanding of what evil is, where unfortunately you can't even get off the ground when you remove God from it and say, okay, then what is evil? Well, it seems like we have a lot of things that happen and we try to negate them through various outside means to the individual. But it doesn't seem like there's a strict definition that we can work with and say, this is what you mean by a moral failing, a moral evil.
Yeah.
But with Christianity, we have something invested already in our worldview to not only point to and say that's evil, but to compare it against an objectively good thing.
Right. And to solve
the issue. Right.
Yeah.
And there's a solution there. Instead, the stubborn suppression only increases one's capacity for descending this deeper into darkness and self-deception. I'm sure we'll cover Romans 1 as and in fact, the first like three chapters of Romans is covered in this chapter as well. So
yeah.
We'll get to that.
So he says, while our post-Christian era may have trouble defining evil, we never lose our intuitive ability to recognize it all around us.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like your pornography illustration.
Yeah. Right? I thought this was just a really good point is that, you know, you can have all kind of the highfalutin, you know, Dawkins talks, but then, you know, somebody runs somebody over, sees that they're injured and drives away. You have that happen outside a Dawkins convention. No one's like, well, let's look at the social factors involved here. No. It's like, hey, that person's leaving. That's wrong.
Right.
That yeah. seems to be a innate sense of, hey, there's something amiss here, something off kilter.
We can definitely recognize. Right. And so he says, the time is ripe for discovering a satisfying theodicy. The vast constellation of all the cultural currents over the last three centuries, he tells us, has led us to a moment rich with opportunity, right? Right. But entering, obviously, this theocotyl, I think he says, maze cannot happen unless we define evil on God's terms and not godless terms. In other words, we can't, he's suggesting, we won't be able to solve the problem unless we see it as it is. And in order to see it as it is, we have to see it in terms of how God sees it,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.